This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mamas and babas, sisters and brothers, I know you, like me, feel so blessed to have had this experience all week this year of Kwanzaa 2022. Kwanzaa is always special because Kwanzaa and I might as well be twins. I was born 5 days before the first Kwanzaa was celebrated in 1966. No. So I'm as far as I'm concerned, I'm a Kwanzaa baby. We're going to always be together. December 21st, 1966, December 26, 1966. So I'll always be one with Kwanzaa and one with the creator of Kwanzaa who joins us this week. I want to do this a little more slowly and deliberately because I want people, you all always ask what to read, where to go. I want to go through some of the publications that he's blessed us with. And these just scratch the surface. There are others as well. But our guest has been the author of Essays on Struggle, Position and Analysis, Kawaida and Questions of Life and Struggle, Ma'at, the Moral Ideal in Ancient Egypt, A Study in Classical African Ethics, The Introduction to Black Studies in the Fourth Edition. Again, these important works in our ongoing struggle to maintain our knowledge and our teaching of Black studies in the academy. The Hosea, another book, Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt. He's spoken from that text. Odu Ifa, the Ethical Teachings. And he taught us just yesterday a word from ancient Egypt in Kemet, Saruj Ta, about renewal and repair. He is currently writing a major work, another major work, on the social and ethical philosophy of Malcolm X entitled The Liberation Ethics of Malcolm X, Critical Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transportation, A Transformative Struggle. A book that has been written about him, though, by the great Dr. Malefe Asante is entitled Maulana Karenga, An Intellectual Portrait. Get that one as well. He is, of course, professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies at California State University, Long Beach. We honor the accolades he has been given. And these are accolades I'm sharing with you in the context and struggle for the sustenance of Black studies and Africana studies. He's been given awards for scholarship, leadership, and service, including the Paul Robeson, Zora Neale Hurston, those great ancestors, that award for scholarly work of African world culture, and another great ancestor for whom an award is named, the C.L.R. James Award for Outstanding Publication of Scholarly Works that Advanced the Discipline of Africana and Black Studies, and from all these from the National Council for Black Studies, the Presidential Award for Exemplary Service and Outstanding Contribution to the Field of Black Studies. He also is chair of the organization US, the National Association of Kawaida Organizations, the executive director of the African American Cultural Center and the Kawaida Institute of Pan-African Studies, and co-chair of the Black Community Clergy and Labor Alliance. Clergy, as we talk about faith and Imani today, of course, he is the creator of our Pan-African. Some folks, these folk on social media, I have to always lift this up. They play in a silly game. Some folks say, we're not in the Pan-Africanism anymore. No, we must be. We must be. We can never shun our Pan-Africanist culture and ideals. This is a Pan-African holiday celebrated around the world by people throughout the African world. and also the creator not only of this Pan-African holiday, Kwanzaa, but of the Nguza Saba, the seven principles. The principle for today, we say Habari Gani. We respond Imani, which means faith, to believe with all our heart, y'all, in our people, in our parents, our teachers, of whom Dr. Karinga is one, a parent and a teacher to us all, and a leader as well, our leaders, and the righteousness, the rightness of our struggle, and the victory of our struggle. We right, y'all. We are right. Dr. Karinga, once again, and on this final day, we thank you. Habari Gani.
Well, you got it. Imani, Imani. Aside to sun again, Reverend Thompson, Reverend Matsumela, thank you for all of this, this beautiful conversation for these 7 days. And it is good that we end on Imani, faith. I began with umoja in ordering the principle, because without umoja, nothing. But I ended with faith because it's a foundation. And without faith, we cannot continue the project. Without faith, we can't begin the, pardon me, without umoja, we can't begin the project. But without faith, we can't sustain it. So we need umoja, and we need all the principles in between, and we need faith. And faith in the seventh principle of the Nguzo Saba. And in my book, I defined it, and in my teachings, I define this principle. Imani as a principle of faith that calls on us to believe with all our heart, right? In our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. So when I say with all our heart, actually I'm thinking about a faith that is rational as well as emotional. I'm thinking of the Egyptian word ib, I-B, which means heart and mind. And our ancestors tell us that we should never simply think, but also feel as we think. And we should never just feel, but think as we feel, so we have a balanced approach to life. Everybody knows if you can think and can't feel, you could kill 100 million Native Americans and call it manifest destiny or to move westward. Or you could kill tens of millions of Africans and call it slave trade, business gone bad with collateral damage, not Holocaust, a morally monstrous act of genocide that is not only against the people themselves, but also a crime against humanity, right? But we have to feel as we think. We have to be morally sensitive to each other and to the world and all in it. And so we talk about faith, to believe with all our heart, right? And that means all our hearts and minds, right? In our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the racism victory of our struggle. Well, people might say, why don't we say believe in our God? Well, sometimes when we say it in the public, we might say it. But here, we want to say it for everybody without making it religious. You, as your religion, you can add to what you want there, right? Long as it doesn't change or alter the fundamental teaching, right? So we're building a cultural project, not a religious project, right? And we know you're going to believe in God. The question is, do you believe in your people? That's the first question, right? Right? So let's be honest. We can always say good God, give God the glory, but I always tell him also say and praise to the people, because it's important, as Dr. Mimi Cloud Bethune taught us. Great is faith in God, but great too is faith in our people. And she said, you can measure the advance and progress of our people in precise degree to the faith our leaders have in our people, right? So she said, you got to have faith. And one of her nine principles, she has faith, right? But she tells us, we've got to believe in our people, right? And we got to love them and care for them. So I said, to believe with all our hearts in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our cause. We must then have faith in our people first, in their capacity for and commitment to good in the world, in their capacity to create progress and to be sufficient in themselves, right? In their capacity for and commitment to good in the world. We must believe in that. We are good people, right? Sometimes we don't always walk on water, right? We don't do that. But we love each other. We care for each other. Yes, we make mistakes, but we strive. We pick ourselves up when we're in battle and bloodied. We pick ourselves up, bandage our wound, wipe the blood off our face, and begin to struggle again. We have a durability and an adaptive vitality second to none. And we must believe in that. We must believe. And even when we see ourselves doing wrong, remember, we're American by heaven and African by choice. And we must choose to be African every day, right? And we must believe in that. We must then have faith in our people, in their capacity for, I repeat, and commitment to good in the world. We must believe in our parents, our foreparents, and our caring ones, and the good they've done and do and want for us. And we're talking about responsible parents. I know you can't believe in people that do wrong. This is the ideal, right? It's just like the Ten Commandments or the Eightfold Path of Buddha or the Seven Cardinal Virtues of Mind. That's our idea. We didn't have that. Well, what do we do? We're not going to always measure up to that. But we are constantly striving, right? We're doing what we call progressive perfection, trying to do more than we did the last. But we have to keep faith, right? Or we just quit and go, wow, right? So we must believe in our parents, and we must believe in the good they've done and want for us. We must believe in our teachers who teach us the good and inspire us to embrace it. And we must believe in our leaders who are righteous, leaders in the ancient Egyptian word, where leader means rightful guide, okay? We believe in the leaders who guide us toward the good and aid us in becoming self-conscious agents of our own life and liberation. And we must ultimately believe in the righteousness and rightful and right direction of our struggle. We must believe that our struggle for freedom, for the oppressed, justice for the wrong and injured, power for the masses of people over their destiny and daily life, and peace in the world is a rightful and compelling one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How can anybody doubt that we need to fight for, you know, freedom for the oppressed, justice for the wrong and injured, power for the masses of people over their destiny and daily life, and peace and security in the world for everyone? And we must believe in the rightfulness and eventful victory of our struggle. Believe that we can together end oppression, lessen and eventually eliminate injustice, and put an end to the disempowerment of the masses of people and erase the scourge of war from the world. We must believe that we can feel the emptiness in human life with relations that are caring and loving. And we must believe that we can cultivate and fulfill hope, bring happiness, and give meaning and measure to our lives. This principle, Imani, teaches us, as I've said so many times, that there's faith we must have in our foremothers and forefathers that reassure us that we can find and put in place just solutions to the many conflicts which consume and divide our world. Faith that we can repair shattered lives. Faith that we can make peace in the midst of war, that we can find long-sought cures for devastating disease and the pandemic that is plaguing us, and that we can end the scourge of famine and build solidarity based on mutual respect and cooperation for mutual benefit and good in the world. Finally, we must have faith that a different future is possible, that a different future can be forged, that we can, as Nana France Fanon urged us, start a new history of humankind with other progressive people in the world, began to bring into being a new world and a new man and woman who would cherish, respect, and reaffirm each other, sustain the good and pass on this good and legacy to future generations in this world. Let us go forward then, and with unity. Umoja, unity. Kujichagulia, self-determination. Ujima, collective working responsibility. Ujamaa, cooperative economic. Nia, purpose. Kuumba, creativity. And Imani, faith. Striving always to embody and live the life affirming. Pardon me, dignity affirming, life enhancing, and world preserving values of our ancestors that represent the best of what it means to be African and human in the world. Let us always, our people, strive to be a powerful presence for good in the world. I repeat, let us always strive as African people to be a powerful presence for good in the world and constantly work for the good life that every person and people as bearers of dignity and divinity demand and deserve. And let us this Kwanzaa and always wish for each and all of us a long and good life. Blessings without number and all good things without end. In a word, as the ancients of Kemet said, we wish for you all things good, pure, and beautiful. All that heaven grants, the earth produces, and the waters bring forth from their depth. Remember this too. This is our duty, to know our past and honor it, to engage our present and improve it, and to imagine a whole new future and to forge it in the most ethical, effective, and expansive way. And this too, Black people, continue the struggle, keep the faith, hold the line, love and respect our people and each other, practice in Guzo Saba, seek and speak truth, do and demand justice, be constantly concerned with the well-being of the world and all in it, and there help rebuild the overarching movement that prefigures and makes possible the good world we all want and deserve to live in and leave as a legacy worthy of the name and history African. Here is our Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa.
This has been incredible. I just want to say, folks, Imani today happens to fall on a Sunday. As Dr. Karinga said, this is not about your individual religion, but about faith. But I will say this, I will offer this to all of you. As he said, loving God and seeing God, but also loving our people. I challenge whatever your religious persuasion might be. I don't believe there's a single religion that does not acknowledge the possibility and presence of God in the people. So if you love God, you can love the people. Just want you all to think about that today. I challenge you to prove me wrong on that. There is love and love of the people in every religion. And we can do this. Dr. Karinga, we're so thankful for you. We're thankful for what you've done for us. We're thankful for the creation of this holiday to remind us. We live in a world that reminds us every day who we are not. Really, we need a 365 day a year holiday to remind us of who we are.
And with your seven principles, you got it.
You got
the roadway. You got the path to freedom and justice. And you're building a new world we all want and deserve to live.
Man, doing it, y'all. Folks, I want to direct everyone as well to officialkwanzawebsite.org to find out more, about everything Dr. Karinga is involved in. We will be posting the bibliography of all of his major publications, and continue to read and make yourself knowledgeable and share with others what is going on, because people, how do you do it? We're all curious, and that's a good curiosity. Help and share. We all are teachers. Yes. We all can be teachers. That is the role we must play. Thank you, Dr. Karinga. I want to shout out his wonderful queen as well, Sister Tia Moro, Queen Tia Moro, for all the hard work she does as well. And they look good. Hadn't he looked and sounded great all week, Tenga Kamsa? We're going to talk about him, tell us how he tried size and everything.
It's because of love. It's with the love that Tia Moro and I have for each other and the work we do on the world to do good. I call her my companion, my co-combatant, my companion in all things good, beautiful, and sacred. That's what she is, my friend, my wife, and my companion in all things good, beautiful, and sacred.
Amen, amen. And I'm sure he can teach us how in the ancient teachings, it's important to have companionship.
There it is.
They have, that's part of the collective. Where is she nearby? Have her come. I want her to wave to the audience.
No, she can't do it right now.
She can't do it right now. Okay. Tia Moya, we love you. And we appreciate you.
Appreciate you too. She said, assign you for that.
All right. Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you all. You know, we love you. We're thankful for all you do. We've been doing this a long time together, you all. We've seen a lot together. He's Dr. Karinga this week. I want to say one more thing. If you all listen carefully, he spoke to every challenge and aspect that we are facing right now as a people, and even spoke to some of those that those of us who are not African are facing alongside us.
That's right.
The climate change, the lack of health care, that doesn't just apply to us, but as he said, we have a responsibility, even as African people, to make the world better for ourselves and everyone around us.
Right. If I could do this,
please.
Thank you so much. What you just said about the world, see, every great message has two aspects to it. It's particular and it's universal. It's particular because it's for the people that created, out of whom it came. Just like the message from Nana Martin Luther King or Nana Fannie Lou Hamer or Nana Anna Julia Cooper or Nana Frederick Douglass or Nana Harriet Tubman. See? But they are African. So don't try to say that's just universal. No, it's particular first, right? That's where they got their grounding, in the rich and ancient ongoing beauty and resourcefulness of our culture. But it also speaks to the best of what it means, not only to be African, but also to be human. So the first, it speaks to the best of what it means to be African. But other people can see that umoja, unity, a sense of oneness in and with the world, is good for everybody. So they can identify with it. And they must identify with it besides trying to appropriate it. Leave it where it is. Leave it with its particularity. And then you show you can actually share. But if you try to take it and reshape it and say, oh, you sound like people, you say, oh, you talk so different. No, that's why I tell my suit, I'm talking Ebonics. If you don't understand what I said, you just raise your hand. I tell you, I translate. But I'm not going to hiss. I'm not going to say didn't. And I'm not going to do all of that, right? I'm going to speak the special culture truth of my people. So I want that to be with Kwanzaa. If you think that the values of Kwanzaa are good and you're not an African person, be able to appreciate them without trying to reshape them and reinterpret them so they sound like yours. Leave them as they are and find common ground in the very concept of unity itself. You have your version. I have my version. But it all starts with mutual respect of each other as bearers of dignity and divinity. Two fundamental concepts that are indispensable to any concept of humanity and human rights. And we developed those in the Nile Valley. I get proof. I did my second dissertation to demonstrate that. So I love this whole idea about standing on our own culture ground, coming to the table, not culturally naked and in need, but fully clothed in our own culture, able to speak our own special culture truth and make our own unique contribution to whatever conversation is on the table. That's the beauty. That's real multiculturalism. The rest is food festival and fashion and mainly trickery. So let's speak truth. Let's speak truth to the people first and then speak truth to the power. And let's all have a good and beautiful holiday. Whatever holiday we celebrate, let's, as a sacred text said, let's do things with joy. For surely humans are divinely chosen to bring good into the world. And this is a fundamental mission and meaning of human life.
Asante sana, Dr. Maulana Karinga.
To us all. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.